I am officially the worst goose sitter that has ever lived.
I thought you were just high on being a farmer.
I was, Jason. I was really high on being a farmer.
I think you said, quote, it was your most proud moment more than having kids.
100%. And I stood by that. Yeah. And if I think back to that moment and I try to relive it, although now I'm so depressed, I don't think that I can.
Oh, the hurt always outweighs the proud moments.
I mean, it was one of the most proud moments was being able to go by myself and take care of 11 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 geese.
Were your friend?
Were my friend. They're out of town. And so I said, yes. They said, could you help? Absolutely. I was really excited about doing it. And I took my kids the first day and my husband, and it was just pure chaos. We went too early. The birds weren't ready to go into their house. There was a lot to learn about these chickens, you know? Mm-hmm. I needed to get to know them. They needed to get to know me.
Oh, it's a process.
Second day, pure trust.
You had the highest confidence I've ever seen in my life.
I was living on cloud 100.
So now there's a problem. Tell me we're not going to have geese soup.
I don't know. I don't. What? I'm not sure. We might be.
Oh no!
It's not happening right now. But
what?
It's bad. I've seen it.
This
oh
is.
Oh my gosh!
Yes,
no.
It is horrible. As a matter of fact, I sent you guys photos and videos just of. I mean, the last time that I was there, remember? Mm-hmm. And it was pure bliss. Everybody was great. I bought a watermelon and I cut it up and I took the watermelon over around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I thought, well, they should be able to enjoy this watermelon and a few cucumbers.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, they like it. It's really good. And plus, it's been so hot. You know, they need a lot of hydration, just like we as humans do. So I bought this watermelon, and I was also doing some pickling. So I took over all of my pickle.
You are trying to be a farmer.
I am. All my pickle remnants to the birds, and I wanted them to be able to enjoy it before I had to put them up in the evening. So I took it over around 4:35, and they loved it. Everybody was so happy. They were enjoying the watermelon. I sent you guys the videos.
Yeah.
They were going to town on the watermelon.
Loved it. We were there for about 30 minutes, and then came home, did whatever, and I went back by myself to put the birds up, because you have to go at dusk, which I learned. You have to go at dusk. And then they practically put themselves to bed.
When you say up, what does that mean?
They have to go into a house.
Is it locked up?
Roosting. Yeah, it has a door that you can close. And you just put a bucket in front of it so that nothing can get in and nothing can get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the ducks go in their little house along with the geese. And there's a fence that you have to turn off when you go in. And then you turn it back on.
It's
a whole thing. Yeah. So every night I put them up. And then there's another woman who's been helping. And every morning she lets them out. And then they roam through the day, you know? And so I show back up at like dusk, and I notice right away that one of the 2 geese is walking on one of its wings. It is just down and it's dragging its wing, and the duck is the goose is waddling back and forth, walking on its wing.
If your friends come back and they see this.
Well, I froze. Because I'm a freezer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
In an emergency situation, I'm a total freezer.
Same. Exact same.
And I don't know birds the way I thought that I knew birds, you know? Thought we were one and the same, but no, we're not, because I don't know how to fix it.
No way.
So finally, I come to, and I took a video of it, and I sent it to my friend, who's on vacation with her family.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we should have known.
I know, but I didn't know what to do. What would you have done?
I would either try to fix it or got a new goose.
Find a new goose.
Chase and replace it with like a different color goose.
Find a new goose. And I don't know what to do. I don't know.
I would have definitely sent it to them. Like, hey.
What do you mean,
like,
walking on its feather?
It was dragging one. Yeah, I mean, I can show you.
Was it the watermelon?
No. I don't think so.
Are you sure you're supposed to give it watermelon?
Yes. And I also sent video not only to you guys, but I sent the video. I
didn't see the video because I had a lot of company.
No, I don't think you've seen this video yet.
Not this one. Not the one.
What the hell?
See? I told you.
It's broken.
I know. Yeah.
It's wing dragging behind
it. It's dragging.
Broken.
And the wing is so big when you see it dragging.
Not only does it look broken, it looks like it's going to come out of its socket.
Yes. It looks like it's going to be pulled out of its little goose body.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I sent you the videos when they were enjoying the watermelon, which, by the way, I did ask beforehand. I said, because I did some research. I was so concerned that it was so hot. How can I make sure that these birds are okay during the daytime?
Oh,
and so
gosh.
I asked my friend. She was like, they love watermelon. They love scraps. We give them scraps all the time, fruits and vegetables.
Is it the watermelon with the outer part to it? Or you...
You cut it. I cut it in fours.
Do they eat the outer part?
They leave the rind, but they eat all the way down. But I was there for that part. I was there for like 30, 40 minutes while they were eating the watermelon. And so I don't know what happened. I truly do not know what happened.
It almost looks like, I hate to say this, you need to bring it to the vet and put it down.
Or cut its wing off.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't think you can just cut its wing off.
They don't fly, do they?
No,
not really.
Well, I mean, they flap everywhere.
One's going to be flapping with one arm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It looks horrible.
That's not good. You can't just have go around with an arm like that.
I know, and it was walking on it. Because it was dragging, so it's walking. Anyway, my friend, I called her, and she was like, please. She was so nice, you know, because what is she going to? She's not going to. Berate me over the phone.
You get what you pay for.
Well, yeah, probably.
She didn't pay anything. So
hey, Siri, what do you do after you break a geese's wing?
With a watermelon.
I did not break it with a watermelon. I did not. They don't like cucumbers as much as watermelon, though. I mean, who does?
Right?
Oh, boy.
It was so sweet. Mm. What, you have to wring its neck?
No.
What?
Funny.
I'm not really laughing.
If this was just one day earlier, Squid could have made the rap about you being an animal abuser.
I didn't touch
now we have
this
two on the show.
Bird. I did not touch this bird.
I would stick to that line.
Something happened in between the time that I was there.
Who's the morning lady?
It's not her.
Let's blame her.
I can't. Mm. I can't because she's also a kind lady.
Maybe it was a goose fight. Maybe they had beef over the watermelon.
Don't blame the watermelon on this, Squid.
I think it was like their joy.
Yeah, I think it was a watermelon.
It was the greatest joy. I mean, I actually kind of thought maybe it was a watermelon, too, that they were fighting over it, maybe.
Possibly.
But there wasn't really anything left when I left.
I know,
it would be nice if somebody was a vet.
Call us.
Somebody.
I don't know if I'm, like, isn't there two types of veterinarians? One's more of a farmer one, and one's more of, like, domesticated pets?
Perhaps.
I don't know for sure, though.
Or if you're a vet, you can, I don't know, specialize. Maybe there's somebody who specializes in just birds.
I'm trying to think in my mind if I knew somebody.
Well, my friend who's on vacation who owns all the birds said that she was going to have her friend who also, because the woman whose geese they are, or birds they are, is a vet tech. And she was the one who was like, do not worry about it. It could have been a million different things. Also, you know what else she told me? She said that the woman who's taking care of the birds in the morning sent her a picture earlier in the day that there has been a bear in the area. And I'm like, well, I don't think that bear.
The bear like
was
just touched
over.
Its wing.
I was like, what does that have to do with this?
All the animals would be dead.
I don't think so. But she did report that there was a bear in the area. But I think that they were, I actually don't know what to think. I really don't. She said it could have been a million different things. It could have just gotten out of the little duck pool wrong and landed on it or
right.
something. I don't know.
It looks bad, though.
I know.
This goose, seriously.
Oh. And it's dragging.
Because you don't realize how long the wings are until it's dragging.
Mm-hmm. And I did say to my friend, it's not making any noises, that it's in pain. It's not acting any differently, like it's in shock or anything. She was like, oh, yeah, they don't show emotion. So I was like, oh, well.
They're kind of like Matt that works here.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing, because otherwise I probably would not have been able to handle that.
Well, it looks like we have a goose expert on the phone. We'll find out what they have to say next with Jared and Katie in the morning.